Ooh, yeah, this is the Macho Man Randy Savage, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast. Check it out at rockpaperpodcast.com. Yeah, dig it!
Hey, everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191A Manchester Avenue in the heart of the Grove, right over there between the demo and the ready room. This Friday, they have an all-new music happy hour going on. They'll have live little vinyl spinning. They'll have, I think it's 10% off purchases, four hands, beer for those of age, and a huge shipment of new vinyl coming in, including Red Hot Chili Pepper, Stadium Arcadium album, Morrissey, the soundtrack to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Bad Religion, Ben Folds 5, David Bowie, all kinds of Sonic Youth, Kid Rock, Anthrax, the 1975, and more. So if you want to come down and check those out, get yourself a copy of that. Be sure to always check out their always growing local selection. There's tons of great CD, tape, and vinyl from your favorite local artist. And if you'd like to have your stuff on the shelves at Music Record Shop, be sure to reach out and talk to them about that. They're always willing to help out. So go down to Music Record Shop, find them online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hello, and this is Brad.
This is Nick.
And I'm Matt with Media Outlaws, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, episode 181, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out with the guys. You want to just be Loft Sessions or Media Outlaws?
We're Media Outlaws, yeah. as a company, right. You know, as the producers of the show. But yeah, we're the Loft Sessions crew.
Yeah, you know,
we're the dudes that do that thing.
I know, because yeah, I remember obviously. You guys been on once before, but yeah, the
Monk. Yeah. Shout out to Monk.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I was just trying. I know like the YouTube channel is Media Outlaws, but yeah, the show the title is Loft Sessions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it kind of started, you know, as just like a little kind of fun thing to do at first, and then it kind of snowballed into a much bigger thing. So since it started on Media Outlaws TV YouTube channel, we just kind of kept it there and let it grow.
Yeah.
But it's got its own domain now. Look out. Yeah, website, loftsessions.tv. So
moving on up.
That's right. Yeah.
Before we get too far, you guys all want to say hi and introduce yourself for those listening at home. And we'll go around the table here.
Sure. My name's Nick Adamson, and I'm a local musician, and I help with the Loft Sessions. I do a lot of the things during production and pre-production.
Cool.
I'm Brad Goodman. I work on the audio portion of it, and I also work on editing and putting together a lot of the episodes.
And I'm Matt. I direct the production and do a lot of the editing with Brad. And
he's executive producer.
Yeah,
definitely. He's doing it all.
Yeah, I do a little bit of everything with the show, but we collectively put out as many of these things as we can.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly when I first discovered the first video I saw with you guys, but you guys have just been crushing it for a while with all these a lot of my favorites on there, and we're both in. Doing similar things, but very differently. You guys are doing definitely more just the audio and video performance-wise.
and I'm trying to get to know these people a little more and get the names out. So, but together, collectively, I think we're both you know, making some things happen here in town with our local artist, and I wanted to hang out and get to know you guys a little bit better and help showcase what you guys are about and kind of get the word out there. So for anybody that doesn't know about Media Outlaws and Lost Sessions, so
we appreciate you being here.
Yeah. See us. So let's start at the beginning then. When how'd you guys all come together to form this team?
Well, originally it was, you know, whenever I moved into the Leather Trades Artist Loft here, I guess 3 years now, we started jamming in my living room, and when we were hanging out, people would start breaking out their cell phones and like kind of recording it and putting these little like jam at Matt's house type little videos up or whatever, and it was like, well, we do have a whole lot of equipment sitting over here in this corner. Why don't we, you know, start breaking some of it out and doing a little bit higher quality, and it just snowballed into what you see now. I did a few test like shots originally with a few different people, and it turned out kind of fun, and like we started having a good time, and as we did more and more of them, started getting a bigger group of guys together, you know. Yeah. And now here we are, and we got a pretty nice little team of five or six guys that constantly work on this thing that we like to do.
Right. So what? How long have you guys been at it now?
2 years. Two? Yeah, I think we hit the 2 year mark like a month ago or so, something like that. Yeah. Episode one was Junior Smalls, and I believe that was released in January.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, mid January.
Very cool.
So,
if you're not familiar with him, he's awesome.
Yeah, 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 a man of many trades as well.
He's one of the funnest people. He's great.
Yeah,
he's one of the funnest people we've ever had.
I don't.
Have you ever met Junior Smalls?
No,
I'll have to introduce you to him. He's a very talented musician. Number one,
yeah.
He does some work with Afro Man, which is pretty fun. Oh, so wow. He has that weird tie-in. And just in general, probably one of the most fun dudes you can hang out with on any given night. So, shout out to Junior Smalls.
Afro Man's name came up. Did an episode with guys, Matt and Dave of the Groove Liner, and they were kind of, you know, funk, a bunch of different things going on, but horns and all this, and like that. They, you know, I hung out with those two guys, and Matt was telling me he used to be in a, like a, I think it was Foreigner or something like, or, you know, something along those lines in that late or that 80s rock era, like Foreigner or Journey or something, what kind of tribute band like
tribute
that.
Brands,
yeah, right. And somehow they got booked to open up for Afro Man on a show.
He surprisingly pops up in shows that you would never assume he would be at. He is widely loved by pretty much the entire United States. It's really, really pretty unique. You know, he breaks all barriers for, you know, I don't know a lot of people that are older like my dad. Really not a fan of hip-hop.
Yeah.
You mentioned Afro Man, and he's like, oh, 45, 26, you know?
He's one of those guys. He's one of those guys where you kind of, you just be sitting in your living room going, I wonder what Afro Man's doing right now.
Yeah.
<You
know>? Yeah.
To me, at least.
Sure. We kind of
talked. What he's doing right now, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he got in some trouble.
Oh, no.
I know that story.
Probably not the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, things happen. Yeah. Hopefully, the recourse served its cause.
Yeah, but yeah, probably punched some girl in the face or something along those lines.
Oh, I saw that video. Yeah.
Yeah, so I can't do that.
No, that's definitely not on the list of things that you should make a part of your stage show.
Yeah, but when Matt was telling that story on the show, he was saying something about like something, I think it was supposed to come down from like Denver to Kansas City or something, which where Matt was playing the show with him at, or somewhere. Anyway, it was just like straight shot down 70, and somehow Afro Man got lost, and they had to like cancel the show or something, or postpone the show or so whatever. But it was like, that was the whole joke, was because he got high. Like, that's why he yeah.
Did he even show up to his show? Because he got high.
Couldn't find out how to get there, so. But yeah, so Junior Smalls starts it off. And then, Yeah, I mean, you, like, I don't know why, you know, we don't have to list all of them, but I mean, you guys have been bringing some heat with like we have what we just had number 100 coming up.
Yeah, number 100. I guess by the time everybody hears this, number 100 will probably be out. Yeah, and it'll be Jeremiah Johnson. So you know, we started releasing his videos this week, and those have been pretty popular so far. It seems like, you know,
for sure.
Man, that's a great band, isn't it? Definitely. Jeremiah Johnson, man, that guy can pick. That dude can really eat up a guitar.
And great vocals, and then and Jeff and Bennett with him also.
Man. Oh yeah,
some serious players.
Yeah, serious trio. Yeah. Serious trio. We were so glad to have them on the show. That was actually one of the first bands. Whenever I started filming bands, I knew that I eventually wanted to get those guys on the show. I was like, that's one band I hope we get up to high enough quality that we get, you know, some bands like that in. Because man, those guys are really entertaining too. They're cool guys to hang out with. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a pretty fun afternoon just listening to those dudes.
Yeah. I sat with Jeremiah in his home probably a year ago or so, and hung him out and talked, and he played. We talked a lot about his guitars. He had a bunch of guitars around the house, and then he played, I forget the song, but he played a live acoustic song for us on the show, and it was just, I mean, a great hang. I mean, we just had a lot of fun, and I'm hoping to redo that, you know, again here soon, so hopefully we can get him back on here. And but yeah, like, it's just cool when you kind of hit that caliber where you can a guy you really admire and respect it, and then they're willing to do your show or you
definitely,
know,
definitely.
And collaborate.
And you know, and too, you know, we're pretty much all excited whenever we shoot a loft session because you know we're basically having these bands that we like come and basically play for us. Sure. You know, it's like, all right, three or four songs, like a mini very intimate, you know. Shoot, because there's not, you know, tons of space in our studio, unfortunately. Right. Though we do like people to come along, you know, it's always typically welcomed to have people come to our shoots. We just, you know, we tell people about them when they're happening, but we don't necessarily blast it out to like have, you know, hundreds of people come or anything like that. But you know, having a few around the studio while we're shooting, you know, we've had who do you guys think probably had the biggest turnout?
School of Rock.
Well, that's an unfair. Yeah, that's just pure musicians though. That, sure. That was 30 musicians on a tour bus when we did DFW in St. Louis.
Then it was Led Sled.
Steve Ewing had quite a crowd.
And Steve Ewing, yeah. Definitely.
That was pretty neat. Yeah. You've had Steve Ewing on, right?
Yeah.
You've done most of the year, haven't you?
Two with Steve Ewing. I had like the the fifth episode. So he's been on since the beginning. Like Steve's been a buddy. And just been real super supportive of the whole show, and it's been great. And I worked trying to work an angle. I've almost pulled off having the entire Urge on for the 100th episode. Plans kind of fell through. They were gonna do a show in Iowa or something. And they were talking about taking a tour bus up there, and it was, so they were like, "Yeah, come down. We'll, you know, we'll just knock it out on the tour bus before we all go." And some things happened where scheduling wise and all this, where they ended up not going, taking the tour bus, and they all had to like kind of go up separately. So we didn't need to get them all in the same room. Otherwise, it's very difficult to get all those guys together since they all play in several projects and kids and wife and everything else. So sure. So anyway, didn't quite. Timing-wise, get them all to work out to get them all to for the 100th episode. But Steve was cool enough to hang at Steve's Hot Dogs, and we knocked it out. And Steve's been on twice. I've had Jerry, Bill, and John, and Carl Grable. So I'm only missing Matt on trombone. So.
Just short.
Yeah, one of these days.
By 200, I'm sure you'll have it.
Yeah.
you're creeping up on it.
Yeah, I'm hoping to reach out and make that happen here soon. But I feel like the toys or whatever, you know, collect them all, you know. It's like that. It's like I want to complete the series.
They're your Pokemon. Gotta catch them all.
Yeah. So you guys had Steve, you guys have River Kittens was on recently.
Mm-hmm. We had Woody Russell from Austin, Texas come in when he was in town. That was really fun, man. Those guys are really talented too. I feel like that's one of the most under viewed videos that we have for the quality of music that we have in that room at that time. You know, those guys were really good.
It's weird, you know. Like, I mean, obviously mine's different being this, but it is weird how ones that hit and ones that don't kind of thing, you know, on the count end of it. But you know, they're like you guys can relate to what I like.
Sure,
you're proud of them all, but you want to see them all do well and things, but it's like funny how, for whatever reason, this one does way better than another one, and it's just hard to figure out what that is. And
that exact recipe, it's like it's so strange. Like how, you know, I was just talking to somebody the other day. It's like one band that we put out like a sponsored ad on Facebook with the video from the loft sessions that they did. You know, mm-hmm. Another one did not and has like three times the views.
Yeah,
but and they're similar in. Right. And being known and everything, you know, it's not necessarily like because one has such a bigger following than the other. It's just pure hit or miss. It seems like with certain ones, you know, we put out three videos of each band too, mm-hmm. so that's a lot of content to take in to try to, you know, if it was one video from the band, you know, it'd be a lot more focused, mm-hmm. maybe to be, you know, popular or whatever. But
I think it's funny with mine is like sometimes I'll have people like that are very well known. And they don't do very well on the downloads. And then, like, but then I'll have somebody on that's, like, their very first interview. And that one's huge. Like, it's kind of a, you know, you think, like, oh, I'm going to go for the, you know, this big name. You know, I think it'd be great exposure for all of us. And then it's, like, but then it's the complete opposite sometimes on the effect. Because people are excited to see somebody who's, like, their first interview or their first videos or and that kind of thing. That take on it.
Yeah, so. Justin Knollenberg is a good example of that. He's not really well known, you know, around here or anything. He's from Springfield, Illinois, and works down in Wood River for a pipe fitting job.
Yeah.
And plays, you know, just like a solo act gig thing. Pretty good songwriter, pretty good performer and everything, but like his 15-minute video, you know, that we did is one of the most viewed, you know, it's in like the top five most viewed for whatever reason. You
right.
know. Probably because he's always pushing it. I do notice that, but you know, you only have so much reach with Facebook and everything, you know, as far as that goes.
It's and they got it all, Facebook on itself, and now, like, there's so many different things with their algorithms or whatever they have figured out where, like, they don't push YouTube links as much as they push their, you know, their own Facebook video links and stuff like that. So
and restrict you to your own audience even. Yeah. So if you have, you know, 1,000 likes, you only reach 200 or 300 of them necessarily in a post, you know. So.
Yeah, it's kind of what that whole thing is. The technical end of that side of it is kind of weird, man. To I don't know, but I guess they want you all to pay for advertising, and so they can keep it free and all that kind of stuff. So
sure.
The nice thing about these series, though, is once you have like 1-800-81 or you know almost 100 people, once they're engaged in it, they'll just watch mm-hmm. them.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
That's how I watch YouTube. I'll just let it go to the next one, and see what's.
Well, yeah, I subscribe to you guys' channel, and then it kicks up my email saying, "Hey, you got a new." Mm-hmm. Media Outlaws video here, so I'm like, cool, all right. So it's I love
it's a nice little 45 minutes. You don't even realize it. You're
sure,
like, oh, cool. Just exploring local music.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Who was like looking forward? You know, 2016, the rest of the year here. Do we have somebody? You know, like some people in mind we looking to reach out to, or where are we at with but that kind of stuff. Who's like a dream, a goal, or something? You know, that kind of
goal.
Stuff.
I don't know, Brad. Who think about who we've talked about, and you two.
Greek Fire.
Yeah.
We've talked to, you know, I've been fortunate enough to meet Moon a few times, and he's a cool dude. And that dude works so hard and so much, and obviously he's in one of those bands too that, you know, getting all the dudes in the same room is not the easiest task, especially for. You know, a little local show like what we do, but you know that Greek Fire, Story of the Year, either one of those would be fantastic. Obviously, you know, especially because it's not like I'm not going after a name like that or anything because we want the bigness of the. I mean, that's obviously a goal. You know, it's nice to have that as a milestone, but really too, if we can get one, you know, I always see it as it's only one video away from. Having a bunch of views and like really opening a shining light onto the rest of the videos that we have because, you know, I know as soon as I see one video that I really like on YouTube, I'll go to the, you know, the page that posted it.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking to even, you know, if I don't spend 45 minutes necessarily down a rabbit hole looking, I'm still going to look and see what they've got.
Sure.
And when you see that, you know, like you were saying, you know, 100 other episodes, hopefully, you know, some of these acts that maybe people didn't know about will get seen, you know. Yeah. And not only that, it's just a, you know, St. Louis, I've said this time and time again, we're a hotbed for music, you know.
Yeah.
And if you, you know, people, I've heard people move away and tell stories about how bad their music scene is compared to St. Louis, you know, and it's, you know, there's no such thing as too much good music, and
sure.
And we've got a lot of it here, you know.
It's worth utilizing.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many opportunities here.
Yeah.
It's just, it's funny when people feel like they're limited when they come to a market like St. Louis. But really, if you just change your mindset towards it, you being limited is the same thing as saying you have endless possibilities with the market here.
Right.
It's the same exact thought. You know, it's funny because I hear people say that sometimes, musicians. And I'm like, no, you just got to think about it like this. This is a limitless opportunity. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just people tuned in. You just haven't met them yet.
Right.
Who would you like us to have on the show if we... Do you have any friends that you heard or bands that you admire that you would like to see come rock our loft?
I know there's a I'm working down there at Broadway Oyster Bar now, so like partly because it's a good second job, make a couple bucks, but also loads of great music coming through there all the time.
Right.
So a lot of my favorite bands. So it was kind of nice. And but one of them, one of my favorite acts down there is Funky Butt Brass Band.
Yeah,
have you guys talked to them at all?
Yeah, actually, we have a lost episode with them.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the archives that never made it out for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, we had a few technical issues with it when we shot it.
Yeah,
and I'd definitely love to shoot those guys again.
Yeah.
You know, and actually get their episode out. You know, those guys are great.
Yeah,
they're such a talented group. It's like. I mean,
sure.
Just so many knockout musicians in that, and that's a big band to have that many,
yeah.
You know, insanely talented.
The other part of that, kind of a side project they're doing now with it's Adam Huckey and Cody Henry. Cody's the newest member of Funky Butt now.
Mm-hmm. Is he the new sax player?
No, a new sousaphone player.
Sousaphone player, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
I like that they stuck with sousaphone, though,
yeah.
And didn't succumb to a standard bass player.
Yeah. But he plays... the two of those guys play together, and they have a side project they started doing, and they play out every now and then, called Sophisticated Babies. And it's a tuba and ukulele duo.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, it's as fun as it sounds. Like
it does sound very fun. That sounds right up the alley for
right.
being on the Lost Sessions.
Yeah.
I've never heard that combination.
Right.
That's amazing.
And so far they're just doing it's all covers stuff. But and they play they'll do like a 4-hour bar gig over at Oyster Bar every now and then on like Tuesdays or. Something like that during the week, but it's like, they play all the classics. Like, I mean, they go. I've heard them do Bohemian Rhapsody. They do like some really goofy ones that are like, obviously they believe in what they're doing. It's not a joke, but they have fun with it and they smile and laugh. But they'll do like Beck's Deborah. You guys familiar with that song?
Yep.
Yeah, they'll do that song, and it's like it's just really kind of a silly kind of song, and like and Adam's got that. It blows my mind how high he can go with his voice to sing like that falsetto like that like
really?
In that song, and then they did I don't know a lot of just anyway ELO they do like all kinds of like things that aren't like there's so much Beatles stuff too like there's so much orchestration in a lot of these songs. For them to pull it off and sound like almost like the record, you know, pretty close to the track with a ukulele and a tuba.
Yeah,
like
that's incredible.
It's unreal. So yeah, Cody's does a lot of work with that with the tuba, covering a lot of that low end, obviously, and then Adam wails on that ukulele. I've never seen anybody play like they do. He does Hendrix. They do Fire by Jimi Hendrix,
jeez.
And he's like. Throwing the ukulele into the speaker and stuff like like giving the reverb and feedback.
I got to see this.
I need
to, and you got to definitely keep me in the loop next time you
for
see
sure.
their plan. I'll have to come down and have dinner and watch that.
Yeah, it's a good time. I have like a little promo video I shot. I mean, it's all for my cell phone, but I shot like a couple songs and I spliced it together and made a YouTube video, just trying to so people could see it, you know, have a little visual to go with it. Because it's quite the spectacle.
Spectacle's a good word for that.
But, I mean, it's just, like I said, it's a goof, it's funny, but, I mean, they sound really good for, you know, for having what it is. And but, yeah, they would definitely be cool to have something like that. But
yeah, definitely. That sounds like a solid recommendation there.
Yeah. What about, like, Emily Wallace? Have you talked to her?
Oh, yeah. She's great.
She came with Al Holliday, didn't she? I was talking to Jesse Irwin the other day. And I know we're going to be bringing him back on this coming season. So yeah. I was talking about, you know, we're talking about maybe doing like a couple of bands in one day instead of just, you know, every single Sunday trying to do one band.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out some like people to pair each other up with to where like it's kind of similar vibes, you know. So and I asked Jesse and he had also suggested Emily Wallace. So yeah. I definitely will be getting in contact with her to see if she's interested in being on the show.
She's definitely she's a sophisticated baby. She they did like a co-bill thing at Oyster Bar one night together, and she came up and sang Bowie's parts in Bohemian or in Under Pressure. Nice. So I thought that was it was pretty fun to have a special guest appearance by Emily on there. So
yeah, absolutely.
Any opportunity to see Emily perform is that's great.
Yeah,
it's an experience. It really is just to see her sing.
I just saw her the other night at down there. They did a Blues Brothers tribute thing. Yeah. Sean Cannon, Voodoo Players.
That's right. Yeah.
And
Wednesdays, right?
Yeah. And Emily got up there and joined them for "Thank" from Aretha Franklin. So it was really cool to see him pull that one off. And
he's a guy to talk to as well.
Yeah, Sean is
their sets. He's great.
I talked to Sean on the show, and it was the first we got to really meet and get to hang. And you know, obviously, I've been aware of him for a while through Schwag and a couple of things he does. But that was the first I really got to get to know him, and that was really just a cool night. We talked, and but since working down here every Wednesday now, it's like it's been a real treat to get to watch these guys play, and that. Blues Brothers was a lot of fun. That was a good night. excuse me.
Who do you want to see on this here, Nick? Obviously we're gonna have the Cara Louise band back.
Yeah.
Back for the first time.
Yeah. That was one of the first ones. The second season. Right?
One of the very first releases, probably the third episode of the second season.
What comes to mind is a grass-fed mule. I play a lot of mandolin, so you know. As of now, my mind's just gravitating towards string stuff, but there's so many bands still coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a band called Mother Meat out there. And I just have this thing. I love Mother Meat. They're awesome.
Yeah.
You know, they have this website online called Mother Meat's Vomitorium. They're just... They're cool. They'd be cool to talk to on your podcast, too. So there's a lot of still... stuff rolling over. There's all kinds of good music still.
Oh yeah,
floating out. Four City Rag, they're really good.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, I just saw them on that with their Tiny Desk submission. I saw that video. They just did over there with Zach Gibbons. I think recorded at his place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, his studio is awesome. Yeah. I'm recording there on Sunday actually. Yeah. It's cool. It's like he built this bookshelf on these doors, and the doors close. So if you're on the outside of this front room, you just think it was like a bookshelf wall.
Right.
He's like made it this little like secret.
Yeah, little hidden door.
Yeah, but it opens up for...
Is that a gaslight?
What?
Is that a gaslight?
No, it's at his house.
Oh, at his house? Nice. That's even better.
Yeah. So he's just hiding behind that bookshelf, plugging
He just
away.
Put his secret out.
Yeah.
No, I should go over there. It's just cool.
That's awesome. No longer a panic room. It's, it's just the room behind the bookcases.
He's right there plugging away.
Yeah,
he's great.
I agree with you talking about the Greek Fire and the Story of the Year earlier. Those guys, I mean, obviously being a huge fan for many years, watching those guys come up through our scene and stuff. But I would love to hang with those guys and get them on the show. And I've talked to Ryan Phillips and Mark Roth and Dan Marzella. I've talked to some of the guys in person, and you know, throw it out there. Just again, you know, these guys, you know, they got families, they got, jobs, and they, you know, everything else going on. So it's tricky, but hopefully, you know, I figured if I throw it out there enough in the universe, it'll hopefully something will help
come back. Yeah, you know, I always feel that way too. It's like, you know, I'll ask, you know, if there's a band that I see is coming to town or is big here, you know, I don't hesitate if I want to invite them to the show to do it, because I'd rather not get a reply than to find out that if I'd have asked, you know, it could have just been as simple as saying, hey, do you want to do this? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
I had a friend, or I have a friend, but I had a chance to talk to him, Adam Ray, and he's a, you know, comic, been doing a bunch of stuff. He's been in The Heat and Spy, and he's going to be in the new Ghostbusters coming out.
Awesome.
So he's, a lot of things are happening for his career, but I kind of threw it out. He was coming to town with a funny bone, and I said, hey, man, you know, I'm a huge fan of your podcast. I think it'd be cool if you got a minute. I'd love to talk to you on, you know, my show. And I kind of threw it out there and left it, and I didn't hear back from him. And then, like, that weekend, you know, he came into town, and I guess it was like a Thursday or Friday, he shot me a message. He's like, hey, do you still want to do that? And I was like, oh, you know, I kind of gave up on it because I didn't follow up on it. So when we got to talking in person, and when we actually got to record, he was telling me, he's like, would you have said anything back if I never would have said, you know, if I wouldn't have said anything? And I was like, probably not. I mean, I was like, I don't want to bother you. I mean, I throw it out there once. If it doesn't happen, oh, well, you know, we'll try again next time. But he kind of gave me some advice, since he does the same thing. He books for his own podcast, like how you kind of want to, you know, balance that line. You want to be persistent, but you don't want to, obviously,
annoy people.
But he's like, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have said it a second time, at least, to say, you know, like, just trying to make sure. Because he had read it, and he meant to reply yes, but he said he just forgot.
Got lost in the shuffle.
Right, so he, anyway, but so it was that thing. I thought, if I would have reminded him, you know, followed up with it or something, but. So anyway, yeah, I was like, I kind of deal with that same thing, trying to figure out the right amount of asking and, you know, and try not to overstep and stuff. You want to, because I still want to balance that show side and friendship side. I don't want to abuse any of my friendships with people trying to, you know, pester them about getting on my show and stuff like that. So,
right.
But I feel like that I'm the same way, man. I throw it out there, though, if I. All they can do is say no. I'm going to try.
Right.
I'll throw it out to anybody out there. And I try to focus on local, you know, just like you guys here, but I'm not opposed to a national thing coming through.
Yeah. You know, I can there's a lot of that I've sent out before, like requesting to have someone on, you know, onto the show that's coming to town. And sometimes I'm mildly impressed with who actually took the time to write back. And I'm like, oh, well, all right. Well, at least we're on the blip. We are a blip on the radar. They do know we exist.
Yeah. You, what about like a Devin Allman?
I would love a that's actually one of my top, you know, when, you know, Brad chimed in with Greek Fire, I was running through my Rolodex of who I would say. And Devin Allman definitely on the top of that list as far as local awesome people that I haven't had, you know, at first I haven't seen them live yet.
Oh, man.
And I would love to see that, but two, I would just be amazed watching him anyway. He's just an incredible player, and that would be a definitely a kick-ass live session.
I was fortunate enough to get to went to Columbia, Missouri. I was going up there as a fan for the show anyway. Driving Wheel was opening that show, and I don't know if you guys know them guys, but they're a fantastic blues trio out of Jeff City, Columbia area, and I'm sure they would do it if you want whenever they come to town. They roll through here, you know, pretty frequently.
Cool.
But anyway, yeah. So like, I love Driving Wheel and I love Devin. So I was like, I'll drive to Columbia for the night and hang.
Columbia's not that far.
No,
it's not. It's an easy attachment to be out of town of St. Louis if you want to like expand a little bit. You know, it's a good attack market.
And for me, I live in Wentzville anyway, so it's halfway the distance. You know, between either Columbia or St. Louis. So it's a nice little. It's not that bad for me.
Right.
But I run up there quite often. But anyway, I ran up there and hung out with Devin. I got to record with him before the show, and it was. It was really neat, man. He's a really nice guy, and I've been lucky enough to get to hang with him a few times just at shows and get to know him a little bit. And we actually, it's kind of crazy, because he actually went to Wentzville High School when he moved here and stuff. So, like, we have a lot in common growing up, both from coming out of Wentzville and stuff like that. So, it's interesting.
Definitely.
But, yeah, it's he would definitely be cool on here. Like,
absolutely. So, you know, and the one thing we do, too, is we don't try to, you know, just, you know, book every band that we know as far as that hasn't been on the show necessarily or anything, you know. Part of the fun of this, too, is getting the bands that we didn't know about, you know, maybe they hit us up, you know, about getting on the show. And, you know, because discovering new music is one of my favorite things about this show. And I actually look for shows like ours, you know, on the internet. Jam in the Van is a good example. Yeah. I love Jam in the Van. Those guys... What a great concept, you know what I mean, and everything. But they've had everybody too. I mean, Gary Clark Jr., you know, Devin Allman, you know, it'd be amazing to have, you know, some of these cool names like that they've had maybe come onto our show. Like I just see like how cool that little intimate scene was inside that inside that van. It's just, you know, I feel like we could create a pretty cool intimate video as well that you know lets people kind of see it instead of being on a massive stage. It's up close and personal, you know.
Yeah, it kind of actually inspired me a little bit, like making me think about what I can do with this show too. Is like I would love to get to I think it'd be cool to buy a van and trick it out like that and make it a mobile studio for the podcast. You know, just like
that'd be so fun,
because a lot of times I meet up with these people and we're kind of like trying to figure out where we're going to record. Well, if I just already provided, hey, I'll meet you wherever, and we just sit in the van and knock it out, that kind of thing. Like, you know, want to be convenience, and it'd be also just a cool kind of thing. And obviously, I don't have the money to buy a van and to make that happen right now. Right. But I, you know, just that whole idea is just a really neat concept. You know, they just kind of roll up to festivals and hey, come on out and, you know, jam in the van.
So, come to our van.
Hey, yeah. Where you go.
Yeah, no, and it's really great, and, you know, I've discovered a lot of music that I wouldn't have otherwise known about through a show like that, and that's what I feel like is kind of the unique thing about us here in St. Louis, is like we're that Midwest brand of that style. If you like to learn about new music, you know, we're not any genre specific anything, you know, we want a little bit of everything, you know, for this shoot season, so... I just can't wait to see what pops up as far as who we don't know about, who we end up getting, you know, because we're in the process of figuring out these shows now of who we're going to pair up and who we want to have on out of, you know, who's contacted us and who we know we want to have on. And Mary does a great job of compiling all the information for us so that we have...
thank God for Mary.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
The trooper who's not here with us, unfortunately, at the moment, but she takes all the submissions, you know, whenever bands want to be considered to be on the show if we haven't heard of them or don't have a relationship already with them. So they send over the music to her and she sends it to us and we check it out. And
So how do we do that? What's the email address or something?
Yeah. If you want to have your band, you know, submitted to be considered to be on the Loft Sessions, you know, we're always looking. Email Mary, Mary, at mediaoutlaws.com. That's with an S on the end of Outlaws.
All right. And that's all the videos are on MediaOutlaws.com?
You can get to it from MediaOutlaws.com. You can go to LoftSessions.tv, or you can look us up on YouTube and we come up pretty quick.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing what bands we get in this next batch and seeing just like, you know, we've had a lot of great moments. Like, you know, whenever I think back of our Rolodex of the two seasons we've already shot, you know, there's days like, there's just flat out wild ones. Like, it was just a straight throwdown with Old Capitol Square Dance Club.
Yeah.
That was just hours of jamming and drinking and belligerently being loud and awesome. And
it was a random 70 degree day in February. So
It was a lot like today, but on Sunday.
Like a perfect day in the middle of winter. And just everyone was... It was thrown down. It was fun.
Yeah.
Old Souls Revival was about the same thing, too.
Yeah. I'll never forget whenever Neil grabbed that. He brought a giant jug of wine. I mean, like, one of those huge, like, gallon jugs. And by the time that gallon jug was well on its way to being completed, they're finishing up a song that's on video. He grabs the jug and he runs it down the guitar like a slide in the song, and just like it was a total Neil moment. That was the vintage Neil C. Luke right there.
They just had the record release a little bit ago and got the new album out there, and Yeah. I've been working to
Wilderness.
try to make that happen to get to talk with old souls on the show. So
yeah, they're fun, man. They're fun to hang out with.
I want to get the Wilderness on.
Yeah,
they're great.
Sure, man. Yeah, they're a lot of fun. I got to talk had Bobby and Dan on the show with Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals.
I like Bobby. See, I've seen Bobby perform a bunch, and it took me a while to see the Wilderness. But when you see the Wilderness, it's just completely different.
Oh yeah,
it is great. I love that band. It's one of my new favorites.
Yeah, you ever see them do Party Town? They do the Glenn Frey cover Party Town.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I have not seen that.
It's a good time, man. It's just a ridiculous song. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it at all, but yeah, it's a really good time watching them do that because they just have a lot of fun with it. But it's one of those like they make fun of it a little bit, you know, poke fun at the fact that it's just a ridiculous song, but it's like one of those KC classics, you know. It's like
I will divulge that. In the works right now, there's not a date, and it's not 100% guaranteed yet, but two of the three are pretty much a go, and that is we'll be doing the Manus Brothers, Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, and potentially the Wilderness for the Loft Sessions all in one day. We haven't talked to the Wilderness yet, but from the conversations I've had with Danny from Brother Lee and the Manus Brothers, it seems like it shouldn't be too difficult to bring that one together.
You let me know. I'll be there because that sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, man.
Those guys are...
They do. They get really...
That sounds like another prime recipe for a day like old Capper or Old Souls Revival.
There might be a couple of adult beverages.
We'll get some craft services going, right?
Yeah, we'll have to get the craft services going.
Those are guys who are prime examples, man. For me, you know, and I'm going to show you guys, you know, from judging by your stories here... I didn't know Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals before I went to meet them. I sat with them at their rehearsal space in Limp, and I just showed up. I was like, and I've done this quite a few times, and it's like, well, this is either going to go, you know, really cool, or it could be really bad. So, you know, we'll roll the dice. But those guys just, you know, were so cool. Had a lot of fun hanging with them that night, and since then, like. Go and watch them perform. They have been on the show the second time to plug their EP release party and things, and just become some of my best friends now, like in the scene. And it's just so cool. Music brings us together to where, you know, I make that opportunity happen and stuff. So
I almost always know it's going to be a good night if I walk into a bar to see a band and I happen to see like Danny or the guys from Brother Lee, you know.
They're the ones you usually see too.
They're definitely supporters of the local scene. They're at all the shows, you know. They're checking it out. If they're not playing on the bill, they're still there, you know, rocking with everybody.
Manus Brothers too. Those guys are a lot of fun. Great guys. They're from my neck out there in like St. Charles, but they throw down, and they are just in your face blues rock and roll.
They put together that great festival, Whiskey War Fest.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorites. My favorite little festival.
Yeah,
you know,
the best little festival in St.
Charles. Best little festival around here, man.
I unfortunately haven't been
it's
out
my
there
favorite.
Yet.
I'm biased.
I wanted to really go. I was really excited about last year's lineup, and I'd since become friends with those guys and talked about it. I was really excited, but it was also the same day as the Ink Spot Block Party, who I'm also real good friends with all those guys. They throw a big party out in Troy, Missouri, and it's essentially like a small point fest.
I was gonna say it's a point fest in the field.
So. Yeah, right. Well, it is. Yeah, it's like a. They have a nice spot at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds with a pavilion and stuff, so it's all covered where the bands play. But you know, everybody just kind of walks all over the place afterwards. But they bring in some great talent there from mostly St. Louis, but regional stuff too. There's Shaman's Harvest plays. They're from like, you know, Jeff City area and originally and things. But I think Hurt played one a couple years ago, and you know they. So stuff like that, but yeah, the Whiskey War Festival is one that's definitely on my list of things I'd love to check out.
They do a great job with it.
Yeah,
I remember when I didn't go to the first one, But it is fun to watch a festival grow from a small gathering to a a regional event, more or less.
Yeah, that's same thing again with block parties. Like that one started like in a parking lot with a flatbed trailer. They put the bands on there,
right?
And it's grown to be in like 10,000 people at the county fairgrounds. So
that's
like
great.
It's pretty wild to watch how fast it's became. How many people want to be involved in it? So, but yeah, I mean, I would love to do something like that. I'd love to get to start doing. I'm hoping to do something this summer for like the second annual birthday show. Put something together, a nice show, and hopefully just watch that grow. And just, I want to show again with the show, showcase more talent and
absolutely,
and start doing more live stuff like that. So I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. So we got the Brother Lee in those Wilderness and Maintenance, hopefully.
Inventory. I want Tortuga.
Yeah. We got a Guitalk.
Yeah.
Ilphonics.
Ilphonics, definitely, yeah. And Kevin Kohler, he's been doing a lot of audio post-production work for us. So it's been really nice to have him on the team. Shout out to Brandon Sloan, too. We didn't mention Brandon. I feel bad.
He's part of the crew. He's a
big part of the Loft Sessions and isn't here tonight. If you don't know Brandon Sloan, you've definitely seen one of his videos.
Excellent cinematographer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Prince E.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Prince E. Say that. Yeah, millions of views, through some of the videos he's done with that. He's done videos with Al Holiday and Eastside Rhythm Band.
I met Brandon the other night at I did one of these with Jeff Hughes and J.D. Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
And Brandon, I guess they've been kind of working together, partnered up with trying to film a documentary about Jeff's stories and stuff, going through leukemia and things. So Brandon filmed our podcast. And it went really well. We had a lot of fun. But, yeah, I didn't really get to talk to Brandon a whole lot since we were in the interview. And then we both had to, take off after that. But it was fun to – it was actually – I think it might have been the first – sorry, second one that's been on videotape. So it was a new take on it. But it was – the other only other one that was videotaped was I did one with Pirate Signal. And they set up their phone – and we put it on Periscope. So so that was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's the Periscope is a foray that we have dabbled with. What I'd like to do eventually is have like a one, at least like one camera. Maybe it's a GoPro or whatever, or a cell phone, however it is, but be able to let people see us film these things live, just from a feed on the internet. Lofty goals, not necessarily things that'll happen in the near future, but
sure.
We always just try to think of like what would be neat to add to the experience. It's like, well, if you couldn't be there, at least you could see some of the behind the scenes of what was going on.
My only thing with like, I agree. I think it'd be fun to do some different things like that, but it's also, and you guys, you guys have a turnaround, right? Your production and stuff, and it's like you kind of stink to get something out there when it wasn't quite ready yet. I mean, even if it's a glimpse of if somebody watches it and then like they don't go and actually watch the finished product,
right,
or something like that, so it's kind of like you want them to still get the full effect instead of just
absolutely.
Oh, I watched it on the Periscope the other night or something like that,
right? Yeah, and that's the whole thing. It's like I don't want to trip off of making it too perfect or too HD or anything. It's more just maybe you're just happen to be a huge fan of who's in there. Or you just like the show and you want to see what's going on,
Yeah. So we got some, we got those coming out.
Yep. We'll probably start filming again in, what do you think, April, most likely?
I'd say so.
And the goal, too, behind the whole doing multiple bands in one day is because then we have more time on the weekends to be able to really bite down and edit. And, we want our turnaround rate to be a lot faster. Some of these band videos that we've got have taken much longer than we had anticipated or even wanted to, let time pass before the release.
Mm-hmm.
But, we ended up, so the first season when we cut it off at 20 episodes, and that was, one song per band back then, and sometimes it was only one camera. Now it's up to 5 or 6 cameras. You know, it's fully tracked out audio, getting mixed and mastered by a, you know, professional audio engineer. And it's you know, we want our turnaround time to be a month. You know, like if we can film in a weekend or two, you know, 4 bands total.
Yeah.
Then we have next month's entire release list. You know what I mean? And that's at least the direction that I feel like we're working on going, because getting it turned around, especially because, you know, we do actual video work. That's why we have all this gear. You know, so sometimes we're editing client videos and doing stuff like that, so it can take longer to get some of this stuff out. But but I feel like if we had all the resources right away, we wouldn't have to drag these release dates out as long, and we'd be able to get these things done a lot quicker.
Sure.
So
is this something? I mean, obviously you guys been putting out, you know, high, professional quality stuff. It is. I mean, is this something where you guys would love to make eventually make a career out of, just doing this stuff, or are you guys looking to do other things with it too? And
you know, I think all of us would enjoy it to become a paycheck for sure. You know, if that was the direction it went, because it's definitely a fun way to spend a day, you know, doing stuff and hanging out.
Right.
But I mean, you know, the real goal is just to right now keep putting local music on a platform, keep putting these videos out and enjoying it, and really just let it see where it takes us.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, I could see it maybe eventually transitioning into like maybe a television show or something, like literally on TV, or stay strictly on the web, whatever. You know, well, it's really more, I just want us all to keep enjoying it. You know, before
you guys know STL Uplight. You familiar with that?
Right? I'm familiar, yeah. I binge watched their videos the other day, actually.
Whatever, that's
fun. I like those.
Yeah, I like it too. And Hazard to Your Booty, their house band's fantastic. Sure. That was actually episode number 20, I believe, for us.
Yeah.
Those guys are great.
But that's, you know, that's essentially how they kind of, they started booking the show, they started putting the YouTube videos together, and then they end up getting a TV deal thing going on late night, kind of whatever. Public access kind of thing.
I dig it.
But yeah, no, it's just really cool that they're chasing that dream. You know, they're making things happen. You know, because they're all hustling for it, and it's like, so it's inspiring for, you know, people like myself and you guys. I mean, to knowing that it's you know, if you put enough work in, things do happen. So
yeah, you know, and I'd really like the Love Session to be more of an aspect of what we do, because I wouldn't just want to film music. Oh, I mean, always and forever, you know. I mean, I like doing some of the different stuff too. Like, you know, it's fun to do documentary work and some client work for, you know, corporate stuff even can be fun depending on the situation. So
yeah.
I wouldn't want to like bottleneck us into only being a music video production company, but definitely it could be a facet of it. You know, if it became regular enough and we could keep a crew going all the time, and
yeah. I have some friends that they're doing more like live concerts, and they end up kind of getting into shooting comedy and stuff too. Like, yeah, there's a lot of things, but yeah, like it's exciting just to be involved in and evolve, and like just the possibilities are really endless. I mean,
right.
You can bring it. So
STL Uplight's a prime example of. Well, we're limited by when you think you're limited in San Luis, you're really not. It just means that opportunity hasn't been filled yet.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you got to, sometimes you got to, you know, step back and take a look and open up your eyes, because, like, so many people, you know, say all the time, they always want to focus on the negative, but there's so much going on positively. Like, you just got to, I don't know, It's exciting times to be in St. Louis and music scene especially, and just so much going on. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of good camaraderie in the music scene, which is what makes it fun. And it's fun to, you know, your show is supporting us, and we're obviously going to support you too, you know, as we post you on our website and on our, you know, fan pages and stuff. But, you know, it's just, as long as we all keep working at this together, there is no possibility of where this could go. I mean, it's just, it's endless. It's just like Nick said, it could go just as far as you're willing to work for it. St. Louis is the market to make it happen, and I believe.
Yeah, it's not happening, but we're doing it, so, you know, anyone.
It's
good to see the growth in it all.
I was the same thing. I wanted to... I had an idea for, you know, doing some of this stuff, and there's a lot of it. Like, I knew somebody's not going to just give me it. You know, I got to go out and make it happen for myself. So,
yep.
You know, so you got to you got to put in some work to make it happen, but it's it's cool to see when it starts paying off.
Yeah. I still think for this season, we've talked about it multiple times, having like a Fred Friction in Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Fred is really, in my mind, he's an icon.
Well, he's definitely a St. Louis South City icon.
He's a South City, alt country, rock and roll songwriter, St. Louis songwriter icon. So, love you, Fred.
Yeah.
That's for you, Fred.
Well, cool, guys. I guess we'll look to wrap this bad boy up. So, again, email them, Mary.
Yep, Mary at MediaOutlaws.com.
And she'll put you in touch with these guys and see if we can't get you on the show. And, again, you can subscribe on YouTube. You can go to the Loft Sessions. Is it .com?
.tv.
.tv.
Yep, right. LoftSessions.tv.
Do you struggle with that at all? Like, I know there's a couple of different Loft Sessions things. Do you guys, has that ever been an issue?
It really hasn't ever been a thing. You know, we kind of had the name and stuff already rolling before we did the research to see how many other ones were out there. There's a couple of them, and there's some good ones, you know, that are called also the Loft Sessions in other cities. They're different styles of show, but...
It's just, it's kind of funny, you know, even going into naming a band and stuff, you know, it's like, we mentioned Talk, but I talked to those guys about it, you know, like they named their band and then they were like, they realized that it's like impossible to Google search for, you know, it's like, there's a lot into that now where you have to be searchable and stuff like that.
Right.
So you have to put the, you know, Talk band or Talk St. Louis band or, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's, even when naming this show, it was like, it was kind of a thing, but we went to Google first and typed in Rock Paper Podcast and make sure there wasn't anybody else out there with something similar and things. And
And like I said, whenever we started doing this, it was literally in a loft building.
Yeah.
You know, happening. So, and it just kind of fell into place the way it did. You know? So, there's a couple other ones that are called Loft Sessions out there, but if you Google us or if you type into YouTube, we're usually within the first page at least. Yeah. Even if you just type in Loft Sessions, if you type in the band name of who you want to see that's been on our show, you have a really great chance of coming up quick.
Right.
You know. So.
Yeah, and then of course I'll tag it all on my page, link everything together. So
absolutely,
if you're listening to this episode, you can go to rockpaperpodcast.com and have all the links there for you. So, but yeah, guys, thanks so much for hanging out again. Welcome, you know, thanks for coming back to the show and hanging out with me. We had a lot of fun on that Monk episode. So,
Monk's always a good time, man. I'm glad he's in town right now. It's fun to hang out with that guy as much as you can.
Definitely.
You know? He's always hardworking musician, but he's always a good time to be around. I like his vibe.
Yeah. I didn't know he had so many stories about poop, but
I didn't. That was excessive. So many stories about
poop. Missed that.
Yeah, you need to rewind that one and listen to that. So it was funny.
And the song, the two new songs that he played and stuff, sounded really good there. Though it was a good hang. So I'm glad you guys came back and we could focus on you guys here.
He's definitely one of my favorite Loft Sessions. My most deliberately searched ones, I'd say.
Yeah.
I like the way it was more creative than a lot of them. You know, like, there's a lot you can do with the lighting on that one.
Yeah, for me, as talking about him, with like the pedal work, the stuff he does is just like that stuff really impresses me. I don't know, like just the...
There's no margin of error with those looper pedals.
Yeah.
You know, you either got to be dead on or you got to be able to play it out long enough to hit the loop and still hit it how you wanted to, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how, like, there's another guy like Fro the Wandering Madman. He does a bunch of loop work and like that. And I don't know, it just blows my mind. It's very impressive for... Timing wise and stuff.
Timing, yeah.
I'm dying.
Might be a good time to cut out while we can before he dies and we get pinned for it. Something in that Mountain Dew, man.
Oh, man, yeah.
You didn't know you were staying tonight, did you?
Yeah. All right. Well, go to loftsessions.tv. Find out all these videos. Keep an eye out for new ones. All the time.
Yeah, we try to get them out each week.
Yeah. So. All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.